Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss NSA whistleblower reveals covert torture program, RT America, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, I'm going to get right down to it. Good evening, Richard from North Carolina.
Hi, guys. How are you? I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine, sir. Okay, what we have here is solid gold. Some of it is conversation, and some of it is a lot of facts. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and go through it. The former technical director of the NSA, William Binney, and Pulitzer Prize-winning Chris Hedges were discussing on RT America TV the abuses committed by U.S. intelligence agencies since the 60s, when suddenly the link between mass surveillance and covert electromagnetic torture of innocent civilians was uncovered. A shocking first on American television. Mr. Hedges, we've raised it to a whole new level. And he's speaking of mass surveillance. Bill Binney, it's the same three agencies, the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA, today doing the same thing on a much larger, more comprehensive scale. Hedges, so this intelligence becomes actionable in terms of carrying out dirty tricks. Mr. Binney, yes. Yes, it gives you leverage, at which point you know everybody, what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they're planning. I mean, you have the opportunity to manipulate them in any way you want by causing certain things to occur, making certain suggestions in certain areas, or simply outright blackmail against them or against somebody they really care about. So, you have an opportunity to do all of that. Also, it gives them the opportunity to do any kind of things, like using existing kinds of weapons, like the Cubans did in our embassy, or the Russians did with microwaves in our embassy in Moscow in the 60s. They can do the same thing here with other people. And we have some people complaining. That's, in fact, what is happening. Mr. Hedges, explain the microwave, how it works. Mr. Binney, touching his cheek. Well, what it will do, certain microwave frequencies coming at you will burn your skin and actually burn it down to a certain depth. Mr. Hedges, and it goes through walls. Mr. Binney, yes, Yes, it can go through walls. But they also have other kinds of laser-type things that can be even more intense. And they can use infrared to find out where you are while you are inside your building, your own home, wherever you are. For many years, in numerous speeches and in-depth interviews, including PBS Frontline, William Binney had been issuing dire warnings on the rise of the Orwellian state, but had never before delivered such a chilling message about the covert assaults against innocent civilians with classified weapons. We already knew about the voyeuristic surveillance state, but Bill has just outed its psychopathic twin, the state of oppression, quips Louis Fournier, a Harvard PhD whose activism has focused on freedom of speech, social injustice, and nonviolent change. Now retired and living in Canada, he's been a targeted individual for almost 7 years and knows firsthand about microwave burns. Bill is not making any of this up. And I have photos to prove it. One night, as I lay sleeping in my bedroom, I was awakened by an unusual sensation to the left leg. I turned on the light and found a strange-looking burn, about 3 inches long by 1.5 inches wide. Fournier knew the wound had been inflicted by a microwave weapon through the wall, as Binney says, but was nevertheless startled to find the burn. This burn took a full 6 months to heal. Once again, Bill is spot on, as these kinds of burns are inflicted deep under the skin and are known to be very slow to heal. The brilliant and compassionate mental health professional who published in late 2016 under the pen name June T.I., the definitive book on organized stalking and electronic harassment, paid an extremely high price for her labors. In the spring of 2014, she recounts, seated at a laptop, writing No Ordinary Stalking. My left breast was spontaneously burned, resulting in a shock response of shaking, sweating, crying, and nausea. The nipple had completely disappeared within the massive burn, and I wondered if it would peel off. Energy attacks on both breasts continued for about 18 months. Top body clothing, anything touching the re-burned breasts, resulted in sickening pain. as she plowed on, heroically, to finish her 480-page tome. The assaults only worsened. In early 2015, before my breasts had healed, my genitalia were spontaneously burned while I was watching a documentary on the couch. My genitalia looked and felt as if gasoline had been poured and a match struck. A year and a half later, I was still slathering my genitalia twice a day with burn ointment. And that was not the end of it. Today, my face suffers from laser holes, some as big as a pencil eraser. I wake up with them. My guess is that the perpetrators of this crime are trying to make me too ashamed of my appearance to engage in public speaking. Hair loss, likely from radiation, is so extensive that I am wig shopping. An element of perversion seems at play here, as a majority of TIs are women, often attractive, intelligent, highly creative women. And many are sadistically targeted in their sexuality and appearance. Horrific mutilations to the face and genitalia have been reported for decades, with photos to prove it. So female TIs seem to get targeted as women at the very heart of their femininity. As for the perpetrators, males constitute a strong majority, and their psychological offers striking parallels. Involuntary celibates who harbor an uncontrollable rage against the women they've been unable to attract into their lives. Incels seem to be at war with those they contemptuously term the normies. The Tracys and the Chads, who appear to have everything they do not. It never occurred to these people that they've worked very hard to get there. In 2018, an incel rammed a rented van into a group of pedestrians in Toronto, Canada, killing 10 people, including 8 women. The Guardian reported that Alec Manashian said after his arrest, he drew inspiration from men who used violence as retribution for being unable to get laid. This sounds like the anatomy of a rapist to me. Psychopath, God complex, narcissist. Involuntary celibates are an emerging domestic terrorism threat, as Texas warns of an incel rebellion. Tellingly, the targeting of a female TI often brings shortly after she refuses a man's advances. That is, in fact, what happened to June TI. To fashion model Ella Felder, the truth about targeted individuals, Karen Stewart, Ella Free, and Kev Baker, and to engineer Helena Zorba, who recently shared her story online here. Midge Mathis has been an advocate for human rights in various capacities for her entire adult life. Stalked, harassed, and tortured since August 2014, she's become a highly respected and courageous TI activist and has made several trips to Washington to educate elected officials about organized stalking and electronic harassment. The most horrific abuse has been the severe radiation burns to my face and eyes, she reports. On my birthday in 2015, I was burned with radiation while sleeping in my bed. A doctor confirmed radiation burns to my eyes. My doctor and attorney also witnessed everything. And I wished you could see these photos. These photos are very telling of someone who wants someone dead. To this day, I do not understand how she recovered from this. Many of you have seen them. The daily stress has taken a heavy toll on her health. And like most TIs, she's received no help whatsoever from law enforcement. It's like police departments are playing games with me. Reports get mysteriously altered, destroyed, or never even written. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you so much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening, Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we discuss NSA whistleblower who reveals, at the same time, covert torture program on RT America. This, we left off with speaking about Midge Mathis, who is a very good friend of mine. So we'll continue with her story. The last 6 years have been a long, hard road for Midge Mathis. But she refuses to give up. Instead, she is determined to expose the atrocities that are being committed against her and her fellow TIs. She has a hypothesis that classified weapons may be illegally used against human guinea pigs under an unacknowledged special access program, or USAP, called the Targeted Individual Program. Expert David Hambling confirms that such programs are covered by a level of security higher than top secret, and that even presidents may be kept in the dark. Presidents and Congress are not always informed of all of the USAPs or black projects. Is such extreme secrecy even compatible with democracy? Is it compatible with our Constitution? If used as a fig leaf used to cover up a criminal program, it would undoubtedly be a particularly serious violation of the U.S. Constitution. Speaking of crime, NSA whistleblower Russ Tice knew a lot about deep black programs and had this to say to Amy Goodman in 2006. I specialized in what's known as black world operations and programs that are very closely held. Things that happened in operations and programs in the intelligence community that are closely held. And for the most part, these programs are very beneficial to ultimately getting information and protecting the American people. But in some cases, I think, classification levels at these special, we call them special access programs, or SAPs, could be used to mask basically criminal wrongdoing. So I think that it is something ultimately Congress needs to address as well. Because from what I can see, there is not a whole lot of oversight when it comes to some of these deep black programs. They are shocking. They take lives one day at a time. Okay, I have a caller. Richard, if you'd like to join in. Liliana from New York.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. I missed, you know, your broadcast, and I just called right now, but I thought, you know, I wanted to listen to a bit of what you were talking about, and then I wanted to ask you questions about it, because I'm interested in knowing how satellites operate, and if we can be directly targeted from them, or is it that, you know, the satellites are just used for viewing us, and then they connect with a land base, and the land base is the one that is assaulting us.
Okay, Liliana, we are at the bottom of the hour, and we have to head for station identification. We'll be right back. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Good evening. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, NSA whistleblower reveals covert torture program on RT America television. Quite a breakthrough. I'm going to pick up where I left off. It's explaining the black programs that exist within our government that our president does not know anything about. The House of Representatives know nothing. The Senate knows nothing. But people are dying. I know that. Shockingly, in a September the 13th, 2006 article in the Houston Chronicle, Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn was quoted as saying, "Non-lethal weapons, such as a high-powered microwave device, should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before they are used on the battlefield." Thank you, Secretary Michael Wynn. The very first physician to examine the energy-injured U.S. diplomats in Havana, Dr. Michael Ellis Hoffer of the University of Miami concussion program has also examined hundreds of TIs. Okay, we're going to get back to Liliana. Go ahead, Liliana.
Yes, I had a question because I'm not quite sure of how the satellites operate when they are targeting people. And I read something about a weapon called Verkator that works with the satellites, but I don't know if the weapon is inside of the satellite and it shoots you from up there, or if it connects with a land base where the Verkator is and they shoot you from the land base. I'm not sure how they operate with a satellite.
I can say positively that you are located by the satellite. And I believe within 75%, I can say that you are actually targeted and hurt by the satellite.
Okay.
Does that help answer your question?
Yeah, but I do believe, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I would like to know if the weapon is inside of a satellite shooting down on us, or if the weapon is in a land base and the satellite is connected by a computer to the land base, and then the satellite is viewing us, and then the land base shoots us from what the satellite is showing, you know.
Okay, what you have to understand is some of these satellites are in a low orbit, 250 miles up. Depending upon where they are, they appear to be shooting straight down. But if a satellite is 1,000 miles to your north, but you are still in its viewport, we'll say, that attack would come to you at an angle. So there are many different ways to look at this. I'm going to say that the possibility exists that this could be also land-based. We have so many satellites in orbit, though. We actually have the Board of Astronomers are complaining because when completed, this latest deployment of tiny satellites will put one satellite in each degree of view that the astronomer has. So it is greatly hindering the astronomers from seeing planet killers or large asteroids. So I tend to believe that it is all satellite driven. It's coming from the satellite. I believe the perps are accessing the satellite, and I believe the perps in this case can be organized crime who are part of the private sector. Any weapon that the government has somehow, by way of the almighty dollar, would end up in the private sector, which is made up of large corporations, smaller corporations, and some of which are owned by organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many different ways to access this technology, but I think the origin of the attacks is the same. So to further answer you, I am leaning towards satellite weaponry as being the source.
And the weaponry is located inside of the satellite or on the land base, and the satellite is just directing the locations, you know, or showing like a GPS, like showing what you see, but the where is the
That would be both.
I
have a new type of device that I just learned of. And if you write me, I will give you a detailed explanation of what it actually does.
Okay.
And it uses quantum communication.
Okay. All right.
More than happy to.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I
Thank
had
you,
read,
Liliana.
I had written a targeted justice that they, I think Richard was naming a device or a weapon called Verkator as
yeah,
being
Verkator.
The one, Verkator, associated with the satellite.
Right. The Verkator, I'm sure, he has studied at length. It does have many variations and has evolved. There was a new Verkator model when the first one was launched. So anytime anything is launched into space, it's obsolete already. There is a better model behind it. There are different types of that weapon with different names. So it's a matter of doing the research. But we can send you the variations.
Okay. Yeah, I would appreciate that because it seems to be happening a lot, and including a TI in Sweden who said he was able to remove some microchips that had been implanted on him, and I think he traced them back to the military in Sweden, and that he was monitored by a satellite on his implants, you know, from the satellite. He was being monitored and assaulted as well, I guess.
Yeah, we have to check our source. I'd love for this gentleman to get in touch with me, and if he could part with one chip and have it sent by special courier if necessary, so that
yes.
we could examine it and do it.
Yes.
In other words, open the package on camera,
yes.
photograph the chip being removed from the packet, so that we don't lose the chain of evidence. And then look at the serial numbers and look at the manufacturer, and therefore we could trace it, and there would be no loss of the chain of evidence.
Yes.
But if you could get in touch with him, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I'll do that. I think he contacted a sector of the military in Sweden, and they identified that microchip with the name Rambo chip.
Rambo, huh?
Yeah. R-A-M-B-O. Rambo chip. And he showed me photographs of it by email and how it looks. It's a small chip, but he would... Yeah?
What's the approximate size? Do you know the approximate size of it?
It's quite small because he had it sitting on the tip of his finger, but he increased the size of the photo many times so that it could be seen.
I see. So this, was it square?
Yes.
Okay. I think I know the very one that it is, or at least the family that it's in. And if he could do that, that would put us so far ahead, because we can ID not only what it is, the manufacturer, we can also find out exactly what it does. Whether it's a tracking chip or whether it has other functions, such as biological.
Yes. Yes, he had several implanted in his body. Some had been loosely placed, like near his teeth, like between the gum and a tooth. So after a number of months, I guess when he was brushing his teeth hard, he was able to dislodge that microchip first, and then he was able to locate some others. And he said there were others in his mouth, also around his ears. And then he knows that he has others in his body because they're still assaulting him and tracking him. He mentioned that he was a victim of this by somebody whom he knew. A colleague at the university, and they had a rivalry over a girl. So this this other individual decided to, at a party, drug him and then implant him. And then he was able to find out that. Because I think this person admitted that he did it out of spite, you know, to hurt him and that he would have control over him. And then, you know, he was able to, my acquaintance, and a victim in Sweden, a very young man, he mentioned to me that because he knew that this mean person who went to the university with him was the one who did this, and he knew that he had been spending some months like doing a training in a military barracks in Sweden, and he knew where that barracks was, so he went to the barracks with these microchips. And they recognized that this individual had stolen the microchips from the barracks in order to assault, you know, his colleague whom he had a rivalry with due to this competing for the attention of this girl. So. So then he apparently he stole them out of the barracks, and he was only temporarily there. But due to the fact that my acquaintance knew where the barracks was, the barracks identified the microchips as being the Rambo microchips that came out of there, and they were stolen by this other person. And that the military of Sweden uses, I guess, on other people, the microchips, because they had them available at the barracks. And of course, they're using them with the satellites.
Okay. Thank you very much, Liliana. Richard, I haven't forgotten that you're there, if you're still there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting over here biting my tongue because this television show thing and the exposure, I want to just say you guys are exposed, period.
You guys are gone.
FBI, CIA, you guys are exposed. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Your accountability will be unmeasured. There will be no way to measure what you have done. There is no room for any secrecy in this country, and you are exposed. I would also like to say thank you, Frank, for one magnificent presentation of all of this. And Well, the American people need to understand you cannot call us crazy or conspiracy theorists anymore. That's it. It's over. And I challenge RBN to push this show to the other radio and television stations across the nation, because this also means that these people are the ones responsible, including their connections to the black, whatever you want to call them, responsible for the rest of the world that has had this done to them. So I just want to make sure that America also understands the people that are burning and looting and trying to destroy this country are connected to these very people. They're connected to the people that are trying to take over this country, playing the games with the COVID thing and all the other games they're playing with the weapons and experimentation and making their money however they got to do it, whether it hurts people or kills people or not. It's time you are exposed.
Yes, they are. They are exposed, and that's it. They're going to take a long, hard look at where we are. No more tin hats. No more tin foil hats. But anyway, let me get back. Liliana, did you want to say anything else?
No, then I appreciate it, and I will write to you to see how you can send me more information about this subject, because it was always a subject that I had very little information, if any, on it, you know, on the subject of satellites. So I would be very grateful if you can send me all that information that you mentioned. And if you are still interested in getting one of those microchips, I'll see if our Swedish acquaintance would be willing to send it to you for analysis. Okay.
That's fantastic, because we need, that's the kind of physical evidence that we need. Okay. And it is also specific to this individual and will help him as well. It has to be taken to the right people. It has to be put in the hands of an attorney who is an officer of the court, and he is responsible for anything and anything that happens to that. So we entrust it to an attorney for safekeeping.
All right. Okay. So I'll mention it to him so that he feels safe about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Liliana. I'd love to have you back on as a guest anytime you're ready.
Okay. I would be willing if you invite me.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what I'm going to do is get back to this and see how much we can get through. And we're going to come back to it Monday, because it's way too important. And
yes,
we'll just
absolutely
highlight some of the areas that we've already gone through Monday. And we'll take it from there.
Excellent.
But we have, I'll get back to Dr. Michael Ellis Hoffer of the University of Miami Concussion Program. Now, he has also examined hundreds of targeted individuals from all over the world, and after thorough testing, has diagnosed them with brain injuries similar to those of the diplomats. This reporter has in his possession a scan of one of Dr. Hoffer's medical reports, dated 4 December 2019, in which he describes the patient as a microwave targeted individual on the report. TIs all over the world hailed this as an historic development, as it constitutes the first official recognition of their plight by medical science. Let me see. Richard, you want to give us a closing thought? Because we're right up against the clock, as usual.
Well, I'm used to being right up against the clock, Frank. Yes, I do. The thing is I need the American people to know about this. Somehow we need to get this out and across the nation quickly. This is a key point, and we need to put it to a stop. We need to let them know, hey, we know what you're doing, and whether there's oversight or not, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, it's immoral, they're killing American people. So we need to make some noise.
Okay. Thank you very much, Liliana, I'm sure you're listening. And thank you, Richard, for being right there with the content that you always have. And I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.